Now back to the Realm of Possibility.
Realm of Possibility.
The Michael Dresser Show, the Lifestyle Talk Radio Network.
Welcome back. I'm Michael. You are listening to Thought Provoking Talk on the Michael Dresser Show. Let's re-enter the realm of possibility. Howard Gutman's with us, and he's the author of Great Business Teams Cracking the Code for Standout Performance. He's the principal of Gutman Development Strategies. That's a Mount Arlington, New Jersey-based management consulting firm specializing in building high-performance teams, executive coaches, strategic and operational alignment, and project implementation. His articles and commentaries have appeared in many, many publications, including Chief Executive, Financial Times, Harvard Management Update, USA Today, U.S. News, and World Report. Washington Post, and that list goes on. He's also the author of When Goliaths Crash, Managing Executive Conflict to Build a More Dynamic Organization. And let's say, Howard, hi, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
And thank you so much for being here. You know, when we are dealing with great business teams, you know, people go into business and they think it's just an intuitive thing and they're going to make it big and large, but it's not that way, is it? It's a learning process.
Yeah, no, exactly. And if you think about the economic backdrop being as competitive as it is today, and you think about what your options are to compete in terms of your product, your technology, your financials, your sales ability, the ability to build a team becomes a competitive factor. Those companies that are able to do that are going to have an edge in the marketplace. So it isn't really an option, and you're right. In many cases, it's completely counterintuitive.
Now, when we talk about not being an option and making decisions and challenges in the marketplace, are we dealing with you know, a shift in thinking, a shift in the way that we fundamentally make the decisions that cause our business to either grow, stand still, or fade?
Yeah, well, yes. And if you think about leaders from 30 years ago, Michael, 40 years ago, it was much more of a hierarchical world, you know, like a pyramid. The main decisions were made at the top of the house, like a hub and spoke. The game that's changed today in business is because you're dealing with in a global matrixed world, the game has to be horizontal. So what a lot of these people recognize, a lot of these leaders recognize, and in order to make it work, they've got to surround themselves with a team of leaders versus a team of followers. And that's a major shift from the way it was in the past.
Is that not saying take a step back and allow the people who know what they're doing, do what they're doing, take your ego and throw it away because it worked 30 years ago, it doesn't work today?
Yes, and it's also recognizing the fact that if you're trying to run a huge multinational business, logically what you should be focusing on is strategically how do you get to the next level. If you don't allow the people below to really run it operationally, then you go, as they put in the trade, you're going to go into the weeds.
Yeah, well,
and if you're going in the weeds, everyone else is then in the La Brea tar pit.
I hear that sounds Los Angeles. When I was a kid in grammar school, I visited that 1,000 years ago.
Right.
Howard, but when we look at this, when we really take a look at it, and I've touched on this, I don't know how many times on the air, if you're going to be in business today, especially if you're going to be in a global business where you're dealing with much more than yourself and your own community, you're going to have to take a look at the consumer in and of themselves today. It's a different consumer. It's a wise consumer. It's a technologically advanced consumer where everything in a marketplace is transparent today. You can't fool anybody. And if you're not willing to see this and understand this and get those people that you're dealing with vested in you, even to the point of a customer, you're going to have a problem in today's market.
That's exactly right. And the fact is that you as a company need to literally model those behaviors that you want people to see. So if you asked most people today, what's one of the most challenging aspects to work in like this modern, matrixed, horizontal, flat world? It's around peers holding peers accountable, influencing people you don't have direct authority over. And to the extent that you can have a company where players will do that, you will have an edge. Those players that won't do that crash and burn. And that's what we're recognizing in this particular book, where we really try to get into the DNA of what makes a high-performing senior executive team tick. One of the factors was just that you had us-directed players who were willing to really hold one another accountable. It's probably the most challenging thing for most of these folks.
Oh, and I think the war cry is, yes, I'm responsible, but he or she's accountable over here.
Yeah, right.
And where can we be taught? Where can we be retaught? Where can we be taught that word responsibility? And that's one of the words that most people do not want to accept today. We live in a victim-oriented society, and it's infiltrating and it's invading and seeping through to the businesses today. And with no one taking responsibility, you see businesses that could make it, could be great, don't.
No, you're right. In fact, one of the terms we use is that there, if you go into an organization, any organization, you usually find three types of people. You have the players, which are like the people who take the risks, seek out new vistas. Those are the ones who are your drivers. Then you have like a broad swath in the middle called vacationers, which are the people who really want to just do their job, go home. They do not want to have a hassle. Then you have finally the prisoners, who are like the angry vacationers. And these are the people really who quit and stay. So the goal ultimately is to enroll people to be players. And if you're really going to play for real, you have to eliminate the prisoners.
And I want to go back to some of your the information I got from your press release, and it's in the back. You know, drive results for a new distributive decision making model, and that's truly what it is. The decision making model has to be a collective decision, allowing people that are subordinates to be responsible, to be accountable for decision making. You throw them all together, you get your homeostasis, you get your balance, and then you move forward.
Right. And the question that you need to be asking yourself as a leader in order to let go is, what's the evidence that I need to see these people exhibit for me to be able to sleep at night? So the goal is not to cast your fate to the winds and just presume that it'll work out. You really have to think about, what would it look like if these folks were doing the job? What would decision-making look like? What part do I need to play to help them be able to do that? So it's not abdication. It's really, it's delegation with very heavy responsibility and accountability. Because, again, the reality is that you don't have a choice. It is impossible to run these large companies like a little star chamber at the top.
No, it's the delegation of authority, but it's the proper delegation of authority. And I think most of that, the nexus between the two at all levels, happens to be that thing called communication. If you are not communicating, I know the words sound simple, but it goes way beyond that. I would venture to guess if you took any CEO, CFO of any organization, and you had them sit down with their subordinates, write down what the subordinates what the job is, and if you have the subordinates write down what they thought their job was, you come up with two or four or five or six different jobs.
Well, that's true. And that's why, welcome to my world.
Yeah, no, I hear you.
All the time.
Yeah, I hear you. But it's coordinating and it's moving forward in one particular direction. And the big word today in business and marketing, because of the globalization of everything, is called teamwork. You don't have it. You don't understand it. You don't get a handle on it. You have nothing.
Yeah, and with the leaders that we profile in this book, what they recognize really is that they were facing an extraordinary business challenge.
Well, Howard, let me hold you up right there. We have to go to break. We'll come back. I'm Michael. You're listening to The Michael Dresser Show. The book is Great Business Teams, Cracking the Code for Standout Performance. Howard Gutman is the author, and we will be right back.
Now back to thought-provoking talk. It's The Michael Dresser Show on the Lifestyle Talk Radio Network.
Welcome back. I'm Michael. You are listening to Thought Provoking Talk on The Michael Dresser Show. The book is Great Business Teams, Cracking the Code for Standout Performance. Our author, our guest author, Howard Gutman. Howard, I opened the book to page 162, and I happen to see traits of high-performing communicators. One of the most important things that I think is in the book here that I do not see in a lot of books is the difference between the way we talk. You talk about explicit as opposed to implicit messaging. I have seen so many people give a left-brain presentation or left-brain communication to right-brain listeners, and you're speaking the English language, you miss 80% of the audience, and it's not understood, and this is not something that's taught in school. It's something that happens in business, but if you are not aware of the dynamic, you're going to get lost.
Yeah, and you're right. It's not taught. What's generally taught when you're going to business school is content, business content, because it's right there. But the issue here of how do you play the game, how do you engage with people, what does authentic communication look like, how do you depersonalize feedback, et cetera, these are all the things that ultimately is going to make or break an executive. In fact, what's really interesting is if you think about most people who don't make it in any walk of life, in any organization, it's usually not because they weren't technically okay. Otherwise, they were just a bad hire. Usually, it's because they weren't able to either build or sustain their base of organizational support for themselves. And a lot of this goes right back to what you're talking about in terms of their inability to communicate in such a way that they can enroll people.
And that's the key. And there are too many places that do not incorporate that. It's as simple as the difference between if I say something to you, are you making the distinction between am I asking you a question or am I accusing you? Look at the difference in the response and the reaction and the end result.
Yeah, say that one more time.
Okay. If the difference between if I make a statement to you in business.
Right.
And are you going to interpret as I'm asking you a question or am I accusing you of something?
Yeah, so the goal here is one of the things that when you're trying to move a senior team to a level of high performance, there are three things you're trying to do. You're trying to shift their mindset, change what they think about being accountable for the whole rather than themselves. You're trying to develop protocols of how they operate, and you're trying to provide them with skill sets. And what you're talking about here is people's ability to have to really exhibit, like, straight talk.
It's a skill set.
Oh, it's absolutely a skill set. And one of the keys for a lot of these leaders is being able to set up an environment where people will hold up a mirror to one another, but the key is to do it in a depersonalized fashion, right? It's not psychotherapy. So when we're working with these senior executive teams, it's done in a very neutral manner because this is a two-dimensional game, right? We're not talking about what was your toilet training like.
Sure.
We're talking about, but in the end, if you don't have the ability to be very straight with someone and give them a picture that they're either making the grade or not, and giving them a picture of what that bar looks like for them, then there's an uncommunicated communication.
Yes.
That person has blind spots, and you increase the likelihood that the person's not going to get the job done.
Well, absolutely, and when you're really dealing with it, you're dealing with somebody's ability to not listen, but to hear what's being said, and it gets missed constantly. And with that, we're just about out of time. Howard, let me ask you this. Is there a website we can find you at?
Yes, it's GuttmanDev.com.
So G-U-T-T-M-A-N.
Yes, DEV.com.
Wonderful. Hey, Howard, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Michael.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
I'm Michael. You're listening to The Michael Dresser Show on the Lifestyle and Business Talk Radio Network. I am Michael Dresser, and that, my friends, is a wrap.
The opinions you hear on the Lifestyle Talk Radio Network are those of the host, callers, and guests, and not necessarily those of this station, Lifestyle Talk Radio Network, its management, or advertisers. The information on the Lifestyle Talk Radio Network does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Investing involves risks, so please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions or comments about the Lifestyle Talk Radio Network, contact us at 203-323-7300